Hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Miriala. Let us look at quick revision of Accounting Standard 26, Intangible Assets. Other standards related audio can be downloaded from my website, that is www.ravikantmiriala.com. Yeah, so here the main definition of intangible asset is, intangible asset is an identifiable non-monetary asset without physical substance and which is held for producing the goods or providing services or rentals or administration purpose. Yeah, see, the point is it should be identifiable. Identifiable in the sense it should be separable. Separable in the sense you will be able to separately sell it, rent it, barter it, and you can use it. You can do whatever you want to do separately, independently with that intangible asset. Yeah, non-monetary means obviously which is not monetary. What is monetary? Monetary is a cash in hand, I mean to say cash and cash equivalent, and assets which are receivable in terms of money, and the liabilities which are payable in terms of money. Yeah, so here it is non-monetary. Non-monetary is just an asset which is held by the company, right? It should be an asset. Asset, when do you say it is an asset? There should be probable future economic benefits outflow. Probable, correct. Now, probable means more than 50% chance to get my money, okay, without physical substance. Next, yeah, see, without physical substance, like copyrights, example, copyrights, patents, brands, and etc., physical substance will not be there, I mean, which is not tangible in simple terms. Yeah, but under few circumstances, like, say, example, which we discuss in the classroom, like Rai Verma's painting. Yeah, it looks like you have the physical substance, but actually we don't have physical substance. We are paying for the art in it, but not for the physical frame of it. Okay, right. When can you recognize this intangible asset? It satisfies the definition, and when it satisfies the two conditions of asset. What are the two conditions of asset? Probable future economic benefits flow, and cost or value should be measured reliably. Yeah, let us come to initial recognition. Yeah, initial recognition means at the time of acquisition. How many ways of getting the intangible asset? There are totally 5 ways of getting the intangible asset. Yeah, first one is by paying the cash or credit. Second one, I say, by issuing the shares or any securities. Yeah, third one, we say barter system. Fourth is internal generation. That is self-generation of intangible asset. Fifth is, we are getting the intangible asset as part of amalgamation. Yeah, when you have acquired a company, then along with that company, all the assets and liabilities also will come to us. That one. But let's come to the first one, my dear. By paying the cash or credit. Yeah, here basically we will take the basic price plus non-refundable taxes and duties, if there is any, right, and registration charges. Yeah. Brokerage charges, professional, all other expenses which are directly attributable to purchase, plus if there is, minus any government grant or discount or rebate or duty drawback, something, all these kind of things will be excluded. Yeah, then this, you will get the cost, right? With respect to intangible assets, second topic, which are acquired as by issuing the shares or securities. Yeah, in this case, you are supposed to check the fair market value of securities issued. Remember, fair market value of securities issued, not the face value. Fair market value of securities issued or the fair market value of the intangible asset which you received, whichever is clearly evident. That is supposed to be taken care. Next, third system is barter system. In case of barter, barter means exchange of asset. You are giving some asset and you are getting intangible asset. Here also, fair market value of what you gave it or fair market value of what you got it, whichever is clearly evident, only supposed to be taken into consideration as the value. So in this case, you may get either profit or loss. That profit or loss is supposed to be transferred to profit and loss statement. Yeah, and we are getting into the fourth topic of initial acquisition. That is, we are doing the self-generation of intangible asset. How do you generate self-generation? Actually, self-generation can be like, first, broadly two types we can decide. One is goodwill are brands. Right? The other thing is all other intangible assets, I will keep it. When I say goodwill are brands, okay, when I say goodwill are brands, no, my dear, we can, that will not satisfy the conditions of asset. What is the condition of asset? You should be able to measure the cost or value of it reliably. Yeah, but with respect to self-generated goodwill, you don't know what is that amount you spent on it. So you can't measure the cost or value of it, my dear. That's why we are not supposed to, right, recognize those self-generated goodwill, self-generated brands. Yeah, with respect to other intangible assets can be generated in two phases. One is research phase, second one is development phase. Yeah, with respect to research phase is an investigation. Yeah, it is an investigation. It's a planned investigation for scientific or technical knowledge, my dear. Yeah, whether your research will be successful, whether you will get the probable future economic benefits of it, nobody knows when you are doing the research. That's why the entire expenditure incurred on the research supposed to be charged to profit and loss 100% immediately in the year in which you have incurred it. Right. Let's go to development. Development phase is nothing but application of the knowledge. This knowledge you must have got it by doing your own research, or somebody has done the research from there. I have got the knowledge. And this development phase will be starting after the research phase and will be completed once you start the commercial production. That means it will be continuing after completion of research. And till the commercial production starts, this development phase will be continuing. Yeah, sir, can we capitalize the development phase expenditure? Yes, but subject to 6 conditions. Yeah, what are all the 6 conditions? 6 conditions means, first, there should be technical feasibility. Technical feasibility that we will be able to complete the intangible asset, right? And we have the intention also to complete it. We will be able to sell it or use the intangible asset. And we have the full technical support or financial support, all other resources are available to complete it. Next, I mean, we will be able to either use it or either sell it or either rent it, and we will be able to get the future economic benefits out of it. And the last one, what we will say, yeah, and we know it, how much we have spent on it. That means we have a costing department which will take care, like, what is the cost incurred. Accounting or costing department will take care of it. Yeah, here one point, my dear. Yes, you have to satisfy all the 6 conditions, not just satisfying, my dear. It has to be demonstrated by the management every year end, right, till the commercial production starts. Okay, right. Suppose first year you satisfied, second year is satisfied, third year till development is going on, but you are not able to satisfy the conditions, then so far whatever you have capitalized as intangible asset under development, entire amount is supposed to be charged to P&L. Next, once you charge it to P&L, nothing can be reversed. That's it. Once you charge it to P&L, that's a swaha. That's all. It you will not get back 1 rupee also in the next year. Suppose fourth year you are successfully able to complete the development also, still 1 rupee also cannot be capitalized out of what you have charged to P&L. Next, the development expenses will be in what? It will be including the raw material and services of professionals, salaries, wages, correct? Now, all other overheads, all other costs which are directly attributable to your development, plus borrowing cost. Because development is not like which will not be completed in 1 month or 1 day. It will take longer time, substantial period of time. It should be a qualifying asset. Since it is a qualifying asset, borrowing cost, if you had borrowed some funds for the purpose of development, then it should be utilized. Next, intangible asset cost should not include. What it should not include, my dear? One is selling overheads, administration, general administration, abnormal loss, and any initial operating loss, any training cost to operate the asset. Yeah, you have purchased an intangible or you made an intangible asset, a technology, but how to use the technology, you must be giving a training to the employees. But that training expenditure does not add value to your intangible asset, my dear. Hence, it should be charged off to profit and loss immediately. Okay, right. And as usual, you know, that is primary expenditure should be charged to P&L. Any advertisement expenditure, opening ceremony expenditure, training expenses to the employees,
advertisement and promotional expenditure, relocation expenditure also should be charged to P&L. This is about initial recognition, right? And the second point, what is a subsequent measurement? Subsequent measurement is nothing but as on the balance sheet date. Yeah, on the balance sheet date or after initial recognition, I can say simply. Yeah, subsequent to initial recognition, if you have spent any money, you have spent any money on the intangible asset, the question will arise whether such amount should be capitalized along with the intangible asset or should it be charged to P&L. Okay, the answer is always one miter. It depends on the some small thing. Yeah, does it, whatever you are spending, right, does it satisfy the intangible asset definition, and does it satisfy the two conditions of asset? That is, today if I spend some extra money, will it give me future economic benefits inflow, and is it probable, and do you know what is the amount you have spent on it? If you say yes, then you capitalize along with the intangible. If you say no, then I will say it must be for the repair and maintenance of intangible asset, which should be charged to profit and loss statement. Right. Next point. My dear, in intangible accounting standard 26, there is no concept of revaluation model. There is no concept of revaluation model. We have only one cost model. That's it. That is means cost minus accumulated depreciation minus accumulated impairment loss, if there is any, that the balance amount will be presented in the balance sheet. Yeah, let's come to amortization. In amortization, first amortization, period of amortization. First sentence, what they say, amortize the intangible asset over its useful life. That is what they say straight away. But my dear, they are saying that the standard has a rebuttable assumption. Standard has a rebuttable assumption that the life of intangible asset cannot be more than 10 years. Remember, it is a rebuttable assumption, means an argument by the standard. If you prove that the life of the intangible is more than 10 years, then obviously you can amortize it over more than 10 years. If you can't prove it, then you are supposed to take maximum of 10 years. Next, amortization method. This is same as accounting standard 10. The amortization method should be reflecting the pattern of consumption of future economic benefits of the asset. That means it must be in the ratio of consumption. Right. If you are, I don't know, sir, what is the consumption ratio, then you can follow SLM method, can be followed, my dear. Right. In case of disposal, then if there is any gain or loss, whatever, that should be transferred to P&L. Gain or loss is as usual, sale proceeds minus book value on the date of disposal. Next, here also useful life, residual value, and the depreciation or amortization method, all are estimations. Right, if there is any significant change, we actually every year management should review that. If there is any significant change, they should be prospectively accounting for the same. That's it about the important points of accounting standard 26. Yeah, if you like this audio file, my dear, please share it with your friends, share this knowledge, and stay blessed. Thank you, and wish you the best.